Blog Talk Radio.
That beautiful old hymn that shall never leave my heart. The old rugged bus. On the hill, it was far away. Stood at home, plug it down. Church it was the end. Living the suffering and shame. By love.
Step on away.
Like that, you know, you think about how it was God who made this day out of reality. Just say, I'm going to run on. I'm going to run on. Lord, use me in thy service. Lord, I tell you what, it's a good day to say thank you. Thank you. Because it was truly him who made it out of reality. He kept us all night long and made this day out of reality. Boy, he's been good to the church. He's been so good to the church. Sometimes the church just let him down, but some kind of way he has so much mercy and grace for us because we know we can do better. We try to do much the other way, but when it comes to do God's work, it's always a tussle and a wrestle and a bustle. But boy, I'm telling you, you get to sit there and say, God, today I'm gonna wake up this morning and with my mind on you, not just saying it with my lips, but it's going to be on me all day long, Lord. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to let you minister unto me, because I believe in the Holy Spirit. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because I know it. But there was a seed planted in us a long time ago, some of us, and some of it, we didn't take root into the ground until we got to the understanding that he is Lord, and he's Lord of our life. What he has to do to get you to understand, he could be Lord over you. God is good. God is merciful. He's looking at us right now, and some of us trying to do this kingdom building, and he's looking. And trials and tribulations don't exempt us because we maybe carry the word a little bit. What it does is it calls us to pray more. Thank God for his love that he had for the church. Thank you, God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Evan, you still there? And I thank God for the Spirit of the Lord. I thank him for how he moved and how he made this day out of this reality. Now we're just going to do this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humblest manner we know how. We come thanking you, Father God, for your extended love that you have for the church. Lord, we know, Father God, it was you. Lord, it was truly you that made this day out of reality. So we want to come to our day and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the God that you've always been in our life. So, Lord, we come asking you to cover us right now, Lord. Cover us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, knowing that, Father God, without you we can do nothing. So with you we can do all things. Lord, we just ask you to help us with this word, forgiving, Lord. Forgiving, Lord. Bless us with this word in the lesson today about forgiving, Lord. Forgiving. Lord, you forgave us, Lord, and we don't want to forgive nobody else, Lord. So bless us with the word of forgiving, Lord, in your right of Matthew that he penned it, Lord. We ask you to help us to be able to teach it, preach it, and be able to have a receptive spirit right now to hear your word, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord. If we barking up in your word, we ask you to move right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, God, Spirit for forgiveness. God give us a spirit of forgiveness. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, people can have you so, so messed up that you can't forgive them. That's how you look at it. But I want to come by today. He was talking to a young man. And the young man asked him a question. I'm over here in 18 and 21, Matthew 18 and 21. God said this here. He said it, and he said it best. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but I'm going to keep on going. The Holy Spirit is moving. If you can hear me.
Yes, sir, I can hear you well.
If you know God is real, if you really know God is real, you understand what I've been talking about, forgiveness. You know, and sometimes another, we know forgiveness comes from within, you know, not without what you lift. It comes within. Look what the scripture said. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servant. And when he had began to reckon, one of was brought unto him with much of which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had to pay to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, help me, Holy Spirit, loose him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hand on him. He laid his hand on him and took him by the throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to it. Saying, pay me the thou owest. And his servant, and his fellow servant, fell down at his feet and besought him and saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not. And he would not. But when he cast him into the prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant, I'm going for it in a minute, y'all, was done, and there was very sorrow, and came and told the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thou debt, because thou desire for me, since not thou hast also have compassion on the fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee. And the Lord said, and the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the torment. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So likewise, my heavenly Father, do as unto you. If you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, forgive, if you from your heart forgive not, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, every one of his brothers that are trespassing. The Bible, this read, this reading you're hearing, Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35, there was a time, and people had in this day, and we have it right now, a question was rose to Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. In this question was rose with rise to greet Jesus, it came to very quickly to the man. He said, Peter and Jesus, man, how many times did I post a beginning? 7 times? Jesus told him, my brothers and sisters, not just 7 times, but 7 times 70. And that means when you do the math, 490 times. My brothers and sisters, before you go to the Father, you got to go to your brother. If you got a brother or sister, then all to you, or did something to you, or you did something to you, you have to first go to them and forgive them before the Father will hear you.
Right.
Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank you for what a lot of folks are trying to do. Think they can, they say, you hurt me, man. I don't think I can ever talk to you again. You just really, really did me bad, man. I just don't think I can ever receive that again, your love again. I'll talk to somebody and they'll tell me they'll never ever go back to this person. He did him wrong and she did her wrong. And I'm gonna tell you what happened. It was a few years, but don't tell me what God can't do. God made it a point that they had to forgive one another. You know what I'm talking about? And the forgiving one another, it broke the healing. See, they had a strong wound there, and they was hurting real bad, and they couldn't see how in the world this person could come back in my life. He or she done what she done. And God can put something in someone's heart and tell you to find out that if you remember I forgave you, I'll help me hold this. God forgive us everything, even the best of them. I know this ain't good. I know this ain't no good. Forgiveness, people don't want to hear.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, I know they don't. Forgiveness.
Oh, it's good.
You just don't know what Reverend Henry did to me. You just don't know how Reverend Henry told me and said to me. You think I will forgive him? The Bible says you're supposed to forgive. The kingdom of God. That's what he said. He gave a parable. He said it's just like this. The kingdom of God. A man over his Lord. And when you look at Lord back then, that means somebody was over you. You know, somebody was over you, they Lord over you. And he owed him over, really, we look at the weight of how much of the money right today, it was over $1,000. And they settled the account, you know. And all the way he settled the account, he told him, don't worry about it. I'm all right. If back then, if you the way you had to pay it, everybody had to work that money off. I mean, all the people in the house, the animals, and everything, and to you work that money off. And the Lord said, you don't have to pay it. And then it wasn't even a few seconds, Rep. He saw his fellow servants. And his friend said, they owe him number $2. Let me do it like that, y'all. $2. And he said, you're going to pay me my money. And he said so much, he put his hands on him and grabbed him by his neck.
Yeah.
You know, I know this feel good. He grabbed him by his neck. And when he grabbed him by his neck, really, he told him, you're going to pay me my money and put him in jail. And guess what happened? The Lord heard him. Heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him to come here. And he heard that what he did, so what the Lord did, he said, did not I forgive you your debt? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Forgave you your debt, a much larger debt than I forgave you. And you did what you did to your servant. And he took it back and said, you got to do it and put it in prayer. I don't know how you feel, but the scripture says in that last verse, he said, that is like what the Heavenly Father going to do unto whoever, like, don't have a forgiving heart. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. Somewhere I want to come to.
Yeah.
You know how people say, I forgive you, but I just can't forget, you know. So, really, it ain't in the heart, Reverend. It just
that's right.
After it. Because then when you forgive, it comes in the heart. Because you can hear, you can see them, you can be around them, and it won't bother you. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you do it from the heart, when you're doing it from the heart, you don't have resentful in your mind. You don't have malice in your heart. You looked around and said, I forgave you, and I'm not going to even worry about it no more. But what if you did, you said, you know, they got this old slick saying, you know, I'm going to treat you with a long hand spoon, real. You know anything about that, real? I'm going to treat you like a long hand spoon. I love you, but I'm going to treat you with a long hand spoon. You know, because every time I let you get close to me, you step on me, you hurt me, you know what I'm talking about? So, because I can't trust you, so I'm gonna be your friend, but I'm going to be your friend in the distance. And then watch this, Reverend. I forgave you, though. I forgave you. And surely the scripture said you did with your lips, but not with your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But he said this is what's going to happen to a person. Who don't forgive? Help me, Holy Spirit. He said it's just going to be the same way than when he come from judgment. When he come from judgment and God look at him and say, you working with iniquity, get away from me. It's in the book. The brother came to Jesus and told them and said, did I heal in your name? I even taught in your name. And you telling me this is, help me, Holy Spirit. I find out there are going to be some things in life, my brothers and sisters, you just got to take it. You just got to take it, especially on this side. You're going to have to take it. I don't care how much you apologize. You're going to have to take it. You know what I'm saying? And when you're on this side, you just think about, remember this, can I do something? Can I recollect your mind a little bit, real? I'm just going to, this is redundant. Redundant. Let me do it anyway. It's kind of redundant. Can I do it anyway? I'm gonna do it anyway because you didn't say nothing, so I'm going to do it. I'm glad you didn't say nothing, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. Hey, Reverend, the Bible says when Paul was over there, and the Bible said, this is the Bible says. This is what the Jews did, right? And look what they did over here again, 11, 2nd, Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, of the Jews. That's what he said. The Jews. 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. So he said 5 times I was beaten. You know what I'm talking about? Beaten.
Yes, sir.
5 times. That was it. Is that in the book, man? And he said, receive all the stripes and save one. So he said that was, it was what, 39 times he was hit, really? He was hit 39 times for what? For serving the Lord, preaching on top of my gospel. And then he said, thrice was I beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned. He said, thrice I suffer. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I suffer shipwreck. And night and day have I been in there. I'm telling you, when you are in, when you've been somewhere and you're walking with the Lord, we're not exempt for going through some things. They truly were wrong. If we look at it today, they got done wrong back then, serving the Lord. Difference between them and us, how we get persecuted, how we get tormented, how we get physically put up their hands on them, but they assassinate our character. And then you have to look at them and show them love. Help me, Holy Spirit. You have to look at them and show them the we call the fortitude. You have to have strong inner man to restrain all of this what someone have done to you. Same way with someone come to you, you have to forgive them. The same way they have to forgive you. I'm telling you, sister, brother, if you've been in this ministry a little bit, if you've been walking with the God that we serve, you're going to have a time that you're going to have to forgive somebody to hurt you really, 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 really bad. And you're going to look at that person and tell them, I forgive you. And watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go to somebody that you hurt really, really, really bad and tell them, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What the scripture told us earlier, until it gets in the heart, once it's in the heart, then it has done its job. If you just tell me you sorry, and then when you see me again, you bring it back up, the sorry that you said I had and you had, it was a miss. All of those talking about I can't forget and all that, but I can forget, you ain't forgetting me. Because you're holding on to it. You're just trying to make a good time to bring it out again. You know what I'm talking about? Trying to show it to me again. You say, why is you right there? Because I want to tell you, Jesus forgave us. All of us on this line right now, Jesus forgave us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where you are, I don't care how you function in life. He forgave you. What you saying? When he was on Calvary, after they beat him like they did, after they scorned him like they did, after they ridiculed him like they did, he told his father with nails in his hand and feet, he told his father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
A lot of things come to us, my brothers and sisters, in the same order. There are some people really don't know what they're doing. You say, man, that quit that, mm-hmm. man. That man know what he's doing when he said what he said. Oh, that woman know what. I'm telling you, if we knew the spiritual thing to this, we would not touch the prophet of God. The Bible said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. And you don't watch it. They talk about the preacher every day. I know some of them got a lot of evidence out there. They got a little ammunition out there. They let you read. They're wrong a lot, you know what I'm talking about. But it's up to God to whoop him. You know what I'm talking about? It's up to God to correct him, not us. You know what I'm talking about? And I think we should pray more for one another than put one another down. Because if you can go to somebody and say, Jesus said you have to forgive them 7 times 7, and you sit up there counting 409 times, you got issues.
Mm.
You got some problems. Mm. He's telling you in so many words, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry. Just forgive them. And then you know what? The more you pray for that strength, so you won't retaliate, the more you do that, that means the closer you get to him. And he'll give you that. He'll give you the fortitude to get through all of that. That's why I love life. That's why I love when he taught us. And one of the things, you know, we always try to quote it, you know. We always recite it, you know. Somebody, Jesus, they asked Jesus to teach him how to pray. But with one part of that scripture that I love when he told them this, Rev. He told them, in context, you got to hear what I'm saying now. He told them this is a minor prayer, but one part of that prayer, a couple of parts of that prayer, said, and forgive us our debt. And my Bible says debt. Mm-hmm. Yours might say transgression, transfer, right? But mine said debt. He said, as we forgive our debtors. And this was what was so tricky about it. He said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. See, mm-hmm. if I don't forgive, and I don't let nobody come to me and tell me, man, receive my apology. If I don't receive or give it, not evil finna come in, right? Temptation mm-hmm. that is gonna come in more stronger now. It's gonna come in so
right.
deep. What I'm saying right now, if you're not in tune with God, it is like, man, is you crazy? If that person come to me, I'm like the Old Testament, eye for eye, and a tooth for a tooth. You said you got to believe in the whole Bible, Harry. Yeah, but God told us no, not so. He said, when a man come to you, he said, don't let nobody come to you and pull you away what God had delivered you from. The old man should be mm-hmm. here, my brothers and sisters. I come with this today to let you know that there is a God-forgiving spirit. Allow that God-forgiving spirit to be activating in you. You might not have no problem. Everybody you come across, you might be fine and dandy with. You might not have been wrestling 10 years, 5 years with somebody. But let me tell you one thing. If someone come to you and tell you they sorry, or you go to them and they say they don't receive you, I want to tell you, you done your job and they done theirs. Mm-hmm. Because they took the blood off of their hand and put it back on the person that want to receive it, Reverend. Didn't want to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So we come today to tell
That's right.
you from the bottom of my heart, there is a God forgiving spirit. There's a difference now. What I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
when you have the Spirit of God in you, you can look at a person and forgive them and leave it where it's at. Because God did it. He said, I will take your sin and remember it anymore if you repent. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
He said, repent for the remission of your sins. He'll forgive you. He don't remember no more. So many times you try to remember your sin, and he forgot about it. Only time it comes back up when you go back to it, and you go back to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's remembers anymore. I'm in the book, y'all. I thank God. Boy, listen
yes, in the book.
For the word of God. I thank him for the Holy Spirit of forgiveness. I ask God from the bottom of my heart that if someone on the phone have a problem with forgiveness, Lord, give them strength. Give them strength to
mm-hmm.
go through the life, understanding that it, life is so short, and it's going to be ever shorter when they get in here. Because you just told them, if a man don't forgive, he would not enter into the kingdom of God. So I don't know where you are in your life. That old crooked word you use, I forgive, but I don't forgive, that is a crazy statement, because you never forgave
mm-hmm.
from the heart. You gave from the lips
That's right.
and not the heart. When you give from the heart, my brothers and sisters, you can put it in the bank. You can look at that person, talk to them like, and nothing ever happened. I know I'm right about it. I have experienced
That's right.
that recently
yes,
and
sir.
In the past, that when you forgive somebody from the heart, it don't hurt you to look at and talk to that person anymore. And with this saying, let me get this before I quit, the growth in that, right? The growth in that is when you take that what God said that hurts you and you give it to him. Now, what I'm saying, Brother Willard Dog and Reverend, what I'm saying is you have to be around people to help you sometimes. Man, I've struggled with
That's right.
I want to forgive her. I want to forgive him. How can I stop thinking about how she did me? Or how she? And we want to tell you, the more you lend that evil spirit in your heart, it won't move. You got to tell that spirit to leave. Go back to the pit it comes from. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You
yeah.
got to quit
yeah.
putting it in your mind, because you keep it in your mind, it's going to come back to life again. It's going to come back to life
Amen.
Again. It's going to come
yes.
back to life.
Nah. Right.
Yes.
If you would have done.
Rib, that's me, Rib. You got me mixed up this morning, boy. You got me going around in circles, cause I hear what you're saying, and then it seems like it's contradicting too when you say eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I done forgave somebody and talked to them like nothing ever happened, and I'm right now in the position right now where I don't want to forgive somebody. I don't even want to talk to them. I don't even want to go around them or nothing. Lord. So I'm confused, Rip. I need help. I'm confused. I'm messed up right now.
What that saying? Because you wounded. See, when you wounded, you're leaning more on your flesh and not the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving on your hurt and not the love God has. You got love, man.
Exactly.
You hurt.
Exactly.
That's why.
You're correct.
Because you hurt, and when you're hurting like that, it's hard to receive that. It's hard to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna tell you, you got the love. It's just a process, man. It takes some people take a long time, man, to release some, and some like since we've been in this ministry for a while, we can forgive and let go. But some it takes a little time though, yeah, because the wound is still open and because it's still fresh. And then you get around the person and she or he ain't saying what you want to say, it ignited back up. You know, I ain't forgiving it. So to have my heart, I ain't going to be weak like that.
You know, Rib, I don't know what you're doing this morning, but you know how you go to the church and the preacher be preaching and he don't even be looking at you, but you saying, he talking that regular to me? You done hit it on the head? You know?
Yeah, man.
And what you just said again is absolutely true. That is absolutely true right now. I'm mad right now. Is that gonna pass?
Because you got love. You really got love. You just wounded. See, some initial hits, right? It's like being a boxing match, man. And you know they give him a person get hit in the jaw. You know what I'm talking about? And he loses balance. You know, so they give him a standing count. You know what I'm talking about? One.
Okay,
Reverend.
Yeah, Reverend Brian. Reverend Brian, I hear you today, but Reverend Henry, this is scaring me, Reverend Henry, because this man is saying everything that I'm thinking. Like he read my mind. Reverend Henry, help me out there. What's going on here?
Yeah, Jesus.
the spirit.
I'm getting nervous over here now. But everything he's saying, everything. Is exactly the way I feel, and exactly 100% right. 100%. Not 99.5%.
Yes, sir. It tells us how that's possible. It tells us over there in Romans, the 8th chapter, how that's possible. And so you'll find it in the scripture that, oh, hallelujah. See, the spirit itself bears witness to our spirit. And just let you know, because he was telling you, you know, you have the love, and now that you have the Lord, you have the love of God within you. And see, our spirits can connect that way, and God will starts to search that. and give to those that will minister unto you, and it's a connected thing, and that's how. And then he can read it so plainly.
Come on, I don't want to talk to him, Brando.
He said, "Such the heart knoweth what's in the mind of the spirit." Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, it's God's will that we forgive, because when we forgive, then God can forgive us. But if we choose not to forgive, see, then God cannot forgive us when we don't forgive. So he's making it possible that as you give that time to heal, hallelujah. Like he told you, the wound is fresh now. You're still hurting. You're still bleeding. There have not been a time for scalp to grow over that. You know, you need time to heal. And the stronger you get, the less time you need.
Yeah, Reverend, you're saying that's what I'm saying now. But every time I think about it, it makes me madder, though, Reverend Henry. It makes me madder.
That's why you need time.
I mean, what am I doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You need time. And see, God allows that time, but then we got to be careful. We can't take too much time, because then it allows us to be tempted that we go into evil. Hallelujah. So we need a moment. We need a moment. Sometimes we just need a moment.
And when we see that
work with us.
Amen.
I'm on mute. That we call Christian journey, right? This Christian journey calls us to what you do every day. I know you come on here every day. I know you're trying to change your life. And I also know that you like to dib and dab, Brother Willie. I know you like to travel down the old road with both hands not on the standing wheel sometimes. And then you're going to get in a collision because you own them kind of streets. You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm trying to say is these things that we come like Tuesday you be on, Monday and Wednesday, and Monday through Friday, it's helping your life. Because it was a time, I knew you for a little while back, that I was in the distance, you wouldn't have said or do what you're doing right now. You know what I'm talking about? You really want to forgive that person, but right now it's so fresh. It's taking a little time with you because you feel like you've been, I don't know what the situation was, it is, but the loyalty is not there. You know what I'm talking about? And what the person did, he then ripped that out of you. You know what I'm talking about? Because all these certain things, like
you're hitting on the head again, Reverend. You're hitting on the head again, Reverend.
I don't know
what it is.
Like Reverend Henry, I feel like Reverend Henry, my brother, not just a friend, right? If he does something to me, it's almost like my wife did that. That's how I feel about my relationship with him. Because I'm talking about that love. Because he knows me. So I wouldn't thank him to put me in a situation for me not to dislike him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
If he does it, I'm gonna look at him twice. Is this Reverend him? And then when it does that, if my prayer life ain't right, I'm gonna be resentful for Reverend him. I'm gonna have envy for Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Now malice ain't coming to Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry can't come around me no more.
So the more closer you to that person, or the more you trust that person, or the more law that you got in that person, when it happens like that, it hurts more deeply. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh yeah. But I'm gonna tell you how God helped me in a lot of things, man. Because I went through a lot in my little short time of living, right? And I, for me to be where I'm at today, it has to be a God. You know what I'm talking about? He taught me how to forgive. He taught me how to let go. Because he put me through some things I had to forgive and let go. You know what I'm talking about? So in saying this here, I'm, like I just said, Reverend Henry, if today, if he does something stupid, if I do something stupid to him, vice versa, I'm sure he's feel the same way, that we all look at each other.
Yeah.
What, man, why you let the devil in? You know, we could talk like to each other, you know what I'm talking about? Because this can't this ain't true, man. You know what I'm talking about? The devil had came in. Now, with us, we're going to find a way to reason. We're going to find a way that we can talk. Now, I might have a little devil in me and say, I don't even want to hear you, Reverend, because you really made me mad. Because I don't think you should have did that, because you know my heart. You know me. I just said some things to you. It shouldn't even got out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I just said some things to you. I don't think you should step them out. You shouldn't even got that. You don't. I gave you my weakness, and you put it on me, man. You shouldn't have did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fresh, though. It's fresh now. When it's fresh like that, then prayer comes. So Reverend Henry has to be said, if we atone like it's going to him and I, we're in the Lord. So somewhere down the line, can I do this anyway? Y'all don't mind?
Yes, sir.
Can I was somewhere. Where was it? Okay, I'll write it. Let me tell you something. The Bible says this here. Look, it says, it's better for two to walk together
Mm.
Because when one falls, the other one can pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hear me. You didn't hear what I'm saying. It's better for you to walk with two people walk together. Because if one falls, the other one can pick him up. So just like I was using that, just like Brother Willie was saying, he ain't the only one feeling like that this morning. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
This lesson was from God. Because Reverend Henry know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't supposed to go out today. But I'm telling you, God is trying to tell not just Brother Willie, myself, anybody else, if you have an ought with somebody today, just say, man, I'm just gonna let that I'm not gonna let that person have that much on me. But I do know what he's saying. You can open your heart to somebody, and when someone got your heart, they can step on it and make you don't want to say nothing to them no more. But because it's so fresh, really, it's fresh. When it's fresh, you got to get in prayer. You got to get like over here where we are right now. And man, it could be your wife, it could be your husband, it could be your kid, it could be your brother. Watch a sibling, you know what I'm talking about? It could be anybody that you really love. This is what I'm talking about. Can take that heart and step on it. But I know a God who sent his son down through 42 generations, and every day we're stepping on him. And he still said, come. He said, come to me, you are heavy laden. He said, come, because I'm going to give you rest. You know what I'm talking about? The only way he's going to get rest, he has to deal with your heart. And I'm going to say this again, Brother Willie, and Rev, you come on in. Anybody else want to sign in, they can sign in. To forgive someone after being hurt, it takes God. I'm not going to tell you. You can go to therapy all you want to. It takes the love of God to get inside of you. And so you can look at that person. Because I've learned here recently, really, mentally, people is more dealing with the mental part of it now. It's not a physical part no more.
Right.
Because when it gets mentally, it has you thinking things crazy. You know, you want to hurt
them.
You want to do something bad to them.
What if that person don't believe in God and don't see it the same way that you're talking about seeing it right now?
Well, then see, you got so much love, because that's why I know God's going to deal with you different, right? You ain't going to give up on them. I seen you talk to a young man the other day. Now, you know, see, I'm going to take that, but I heard you talk to a young man the other day, and he was very rude, right? He had his mind on something. You know how y'all did the bear report? And y'all, he was talking about, I think he misunderstood how you presented. You didn't get to see all the races, so you didn't put them up and blah, blah, blah. And he just going out, and you was calm, man. You was calm. The old Willie would have cussed him out. It would have ran him down the road where he was going with it. But the one been born again, look at it like that. You said, let him talk, let him get out. Let him get out. That's what you probably have to do with this other person. You got to let him get it out and let y'all be able to reason. You got to reason and say, well, how did we get here? What can we do to mend this? I want to make it work. And he may blank you. Then, you know, I'm going to tell you this here. Come back again. Might not be today. Might be a week today. Might be 2 weeks later. If you keep being gentle and humble to that man, spiritual with this man. Well, I got to go to scripture then. Can I do the scripture right quick?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Can I do the scripture? Okay, I'm going to do it. The scripture said this here, Brother Willie. He said, brother, if a man being overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, that's what I got.
Right.
Spiritual. Now, hang on to that. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Now watch this, Brother Willie. Consider thyself now, lest thou also be tempted. So if you not in the spiritual realm trying to help that brother, or he helping you, you're not going to be able to receive the forgiveness or give it. But if you're in the spiritual realm, because you're looking at it as a spirit, it's not because you're looking at him physically like you can do harm to him or he can do or she can do harm to you. You're looking in the spirit. That's all it is. It's a spirit trying to take you out of your comfort zone walking with the Lord. So he said, be spiritual. And when you do it, handle him in the meekness. It might sound so weak when you tell that bro, brother out there get a sister, whoever it is, tell them, I'm praying for you and me. I'm wounded and feel like you're wounded. So I'm going to do something different with this. I'm going to pray. And believe it, that God can move that hurt. Yeah, because I've been hurt before. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. It hurts sometimes when you find somebody you really cut for and they step on you like that, Brother Willie. But I do know what you're saying. You probably don't think that brother don't know the Lord. I guarantee you, if you've been walking this earth over 4 or 5 days, somebody told you by God, we're just hard-headed sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? We just need to be. You might be that one to turn that brother around. You might be the one to tell that brother, man, I'm going to try this here. I'm going to try the prayer, man. You know, I'm gonna do this for me first because I might have did you wrong that made you say what you said and did what you did. And you might be, hey, brother, with it, that's spiritual because you're not dealing with the flesh. So you might not did no wrong what you just said, but you want to mend that relationship. So you're going to take the extra mile, not the step, the extra mile to bring this relationship back like it. Now watch this. Once God mend it, and once God to help you with it, you can't bring it back up no more, brother. But it could be 10 years later. I should have killed you when I had time. No, you can't do that, brother. But you can't let them. They can't do it. Come on, brother.
That's right. Praise the Lord. That's a true thing. See, because when we revisit that thing, we give it life again. We give it permission after God and made it leave. And then if we, with our own choosing, try to go back and get it, we give it permission we give those spirits permission to come back in and revisit and bring it alive again. Oh, hallelujah. But
our sister gave me, our sister gave us something, Brother Willis, and Reverend, and Children of God, the challenging of forgiveness. The challenging of forgiveness. I think it's pretty amazing that I forgave you for some of the things you have done. Help me, Holy Spirit. Forgiveness, right, is sometimes is so difficult. And forgiveness sometimes has a wound, Reverend. But the wound is memory. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm doing something with this, Sister Mark. When I say this, sometimes, let me do this here. Forgiveness is an unnatural act. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when you look at the blame game, unfairness, Reverend, forgiveness, it can get there and stop the forgiveness, man. Because you done took it away and said, now I'm going to forgive you. But here's the blame finna come. I'm burdened finna come. So you can't let the healing happen because you hanging on the situation of hurt. Help me, Holy Spirit. I think it is pretty amazing that I forgive you of the things you have done. When grace finally broke through, the sound of Joseph's grief and the love echoed through the palace. And look what it said. What was that wall? It is the sound of a man forgiveness. We can't stop forgiving others when Christ stopped forgiving us. You know what it is? We can stop forgiving others when Christ stopped forgiving us. So that tells me that you know Christ ain't stopped forgiving us. Watch this now. Watch this now. That's kind of like a little. You gotta watch that now, really. I'm reading out a book though, really. Can I open that up just a little bit more? Now God will turn you over to a reprobated mind. He will turn you over to a reprobated mind. Now, and then also, he will turn you over to that spirit that you love. You know what I'm talking about? Then watch that, brother. If you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, that's not a forgiving sin. So if you're doing something to someone and really hurt you, you're going to be challenged. You know what I'm talking about? But when you have the love of God in you and you have love for the people, it'll pass. You know, it'll pass. Preferably pass quickly. Because if you hold on too long, like Reverend said, it'll turn to remorse mode and you're evil and you want to eye for eye and tooth for tooth. You know, you don't want to fight, Reverend. This gave us this here, right? useless without love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Give us this, Reverend.
And look at this, if they are willing to suffer hardship without the accessory of foundation of love, the action of, he said, with all amount of nothing, what the scripture says, you know what it means. You can have, well, you can, it said Paul encourages to always infuse the action with love. He said, moving describes a beautiful love that always protects and trusts and hope and preserves us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But remember that God designed always call for love. See, that's what we see. I know Brother Willie got love. I know he can be ignorant, too. I know when I say ignorant, he can go zero and he can go 100. You know, I know he can do that. But I see he's been trying to control his anger. I see he's been trying. I've been around him. Now, I know he get behind them back line, and they tell him he's a clown. He might cuss him out, you know what I'm talking about. I know he did, you know, they call him a clown. Sometimes they might say, man, I ain't going to go there with you, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because God's working with him. He's growing him in this thing. And I don't know how he think about it, but I know how I think about it. I know God is pleased with his service too. None of us perfect.
Okay.
None of us. We all had to go for that king. And remember, who is the Lord of hosts? The Lord, strong and body. That king we're talking about is the Lord of hosts. The Jehovah. He's sitting right now looking at us right now. And he's well pleased. Everyone came out today. He's well pleased for the lesson that we came for. I really believe it came from the Lord. Because Reverend Noah was talking about nothing. Nothing. Only God give what he want to give in the time he want to give it. And I thank you, Brother Willie, for injecting that to help us, because you're not the only one. There's some people right now want to hit the one, but I have that problem too. I have that problem. I hurt someone. I have that problem. Someone hurt me. Teach me. Help me. Pray with me so I know how to handle this situation. And we perfect that we try to give you something just then and now. It might not move in your heart right now, but you keep on coming around. You keep on tipping around these ministries that are like on Mondays and on the evening and Tuesday and Wednesday on the evening on with it all them. Then you come here Monday through Friday, anytime you get to church. You keep staying around that kind of spirit, eventually you'll know what I'm talking about. It'd be easy for you to forgive people. It will.
Mm-hmm.
It will. All right, bro.
I'm good. I'm just sitting back listening. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Use me, Lord.
That's it, too. You right. You so right.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it, right? You right there. What you got, brother?
Good morning to my Lord and Savior. I hit the warning, come out. I'm going to try to make it real quick. You know, we say give them their flowers while they live. And as I sit here and listen to your talk to our brother, I was on that show that day. And you know, we had just finished with our service that day. And it's like Satan was doing everything he could to get Brother Dog to go back. And like the more dogs fight and say I'm not, like the more Satan was saying you are. And he held strong. Thank God for his growth. You know, he used to tell me that he had sent me an anger management, and I thought at one point in time I was going to send him, but now I think I can send the money back. That we don't have to send him to anger management now. He's doing good. He's doing real good.
Did you have to get a refresher, man?
Yeah, man, he get a refresher going there. But, you know, something else, Brother Dog is trying so hard. I said, you know, I just believe that we should pat each other on the back when we're doing good, because we turn to them when they're doing wrong. And Brother Dog is trying so hard to do better. You know, we had a discussion on the back line Wednesday night and stayed on the phone probably an hour or better talking about the word and just going scripture here, scripture there. And that's just a sign of growth. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get them out of the way. I'm not going to hold them. Then my brother said, God, he said what the Bible said. Brother Eric tells you all the time, because I'm going to go to scripture. Scripture says he will turn you over to a reprobated mind. But, you know, God allows man to kill himself off. God, dude, God allowed man to hang his own. Here what the old people used to tell us, he said, son, I give you enough rope to hang yourself. And see, the Lord allows us to hang ourselves. Because he said, choose you this day. He gave you choices. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. I won't have you lukewarm. He gave you choices. In the book of Romans, before he turned them over to reprobate man, he gave them a choice. They chose what they wanted. In Solomon and Gomorrah, he gave them choices. They chose what they wanted. And we do the same today. My brother says that to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Well, he gave us a choice. Because the God that I serve, the God that Brother Eric serves, the God that Reverend Herman serves, the God that Brother Dawkins serves, our God has already put it so you man could get it. And Brother Tim said he left it on record. It's already been foretold to man. So these things you know not to do. So man, he give man enough rope to hang himself. Man hangs himself. I've said it many times. The Bible says add not, take not. So we don't add, but the Bible says this. He says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you hear me say it many, many times. It's just be present with the Lord if you know like I know before you become absent from the body. See, God gave a man a choice on that, didn't he? He let man know that if you want to be present with God, there are some things you have to do. And starting with Romans 10 and 9. He made man promises. We choose to get away from it. Now, Bro Eric have said it. I have said it. We have said, Mama, Dad, y'all didn't raise us wrong. We chose to go astray. See, when we go away from God's word, those are our choices that we made. And we didn't want to tell Brother Dog, thank you for making a better choice today. See, Brother Dog is making better choices now. And I'm like, Bro Eric, I've seen time. He's toting Tilquan. But in place of tending to him, he's going to let you get it out. I've seen time. He wouldn't have did that. So that's growth in my brother. So I just want to tell him that I'm really looking forward to doing our service much, much longer, and praying that he'll continue to go strong in his walk with the Lord. And he knows that I'm here to help him. For Eric, him is here to help him the way that we can.
Amen.
Brother, you got to get back on mute. I got so much background knowing. I hate to disturb the service.
God bless you, man. Good job. Good job, man. You know, I was thinking about something you were saying, that Brother D. And people know that we. I'm gonna get off you, brother, with it for a minute. But people know that we, us as believers, trying to live right. So they're gonna come at us. You know what I'm talking about? They're gonna challenge us. That's how the devil is. They're gonna come. And I'm telling you, man. They'll try to use Brother D and Eric to fight against each other. You know what I'm talking about? To show you this is how church folks are. Do you want to go to church? You know what I'm talking about? This same way, Brother Willie stand bold. You probably don't get to hear it all the time, man. And Brother D hit more than I do. Brother D, Brother Willie said, man, I ain't gonna cuss today, man. I'm gonna try to do right. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna do this. You know, and somebody over there listening to that. That evil spirit now is going to get him. Keep poking at him. Finally, it gets in somebody he loves. And that struck the nerve. Finally, it gets in somebody and touched him. He said, now, Johnny could have said it. I'm all right. Pete could have said it. But all right. But Brother D, you my brother. Why would you say that, Brother D? You know, I'm trying to, you know, you all know not to tempt me.
I don't know what Reverend Brown been doing today, but doggone it, I'm getting tired of him always talking directly about me. Everything he says is absolutely told the truth. What is
it? Lord
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
The spirit must be in.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like my brother said, that how he said they would love us. We had them tell us one time, who know the most about the Bible, Brother Eric or Brother D? You know, just anything. But that's Satan's job.
Right.
And I'm going to say this here a lot of times. A lot of times, yeah, he's trying to divide. That's it, bro. That's it, trying to divide. And, you know, a lot of times we think Satan attacks the weaker vessel. But I stopped by to let you know, that ain't always true. Satan sometimes attack the strongest vessel. Because, see, the Bible says, if I weaken, I'm going to paraphrase this thing now. He said, if I weaken the man, then I can take his house. He said, because the man is the head of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, if he can weaken the strong vessel, he know he can get the weak one. So sometimes Satan go at the strongest one first. Because he feel like, I can get the weak one. I ain't got to kick him off.
Let me get the strong one. Let's bring out another thing out. I'm hurting and I'm wondering. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Now, to me, I look back when I hear y'all talk about that, I look back and I think about my brother D. You know? Now, to me, Brother D know just as much as about that Bible than anybody. I didn't even talk about it, but why he ain't been chosen yet? It just ain't his time. The Lord just figured it ain't his time.
Would you ask me? I'm gonna say something because I'm gonna do this like this with love. See, when you hear that is talk different, right? That's truly. Let's go look at that scripture, if y'all don't mind, please. Because when you read when we use that, it's not talking about the pulpit. Let's go to that scripture. Can we go to it? Y'all don't mind? Let me find it.
Can we go? Yeah. I mean, I ain't saying nothing negative. I'm just wondering, you know, I can
no.
Preacher,
I'm going to give you.
Brother D ain't a preacher, so and everybody try to make like he a preacher, but he ain't a preacher. He just said he know the word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good because he's staying with us. He know he's that had to come from God, man. Yeah, when someone tell you, I heard somebody the other day say, "Well, today we're gonna make you a elder." You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna make you a preacher. You know what I'm talking about? And you can't make nobody no preacher. You know what I'm talking about? That has to come from God. That has to be God's calling on the person, and that has. And then we believe if you've been called by God, He gonna give you a spiritual experience from Him. We believe that God gonna come to you, and He's gonna watch this. It's gonna sound funny to a lot of people. He's gonna talk to you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna give
yes, sir.
He's gonna give you it won't be like you going have to find somebody. What this means? No, you're gonna know right off the bat. That he called you to the ministry. Now watch this here. You can desire this office too. You can want to do it, and God allow that to happen. You can do that too. But it's a different with a calling. A calling, when God calls the person to do a task, and he got the assignment from God. And this assignment, sometimes this assignment, watch this, Reverend. The assignment is you don't care who feeling that you hurt. But one thing you're not going to hurt is God. That's because when you preaching and teaching God's word and you worrying about the person you're talking to is a physical thing, but you worrying about her spiritual thing, his spiritual thing, it helps the word go out spiritually. Now, with Brother D, we can't put him in the pulpit. I don't care how he sounds. I don't care how he can teach the lesson. I don't care how he can get up and do what he do. It has to be an urge from God. It has to come from God. And only he haven't got that sign yet. He haven't got it from God to say he's supposed to be in the pulpit. Because once you in there, my brother, a lot of folks be talking. once you in that atmosphere, and when the mic is on you, it's a totally different piece. When you're in that pulpit,
yes, sir.
It's a totally
yes,
different.
Sir.
See, now you done took on a form. See, you know how, I don't know if you play sports before, Brother Willie, anybody on. You know how you on the bench, and somebody didn't shoot the jumper right, or they didn't block right, or they didn't tackle right. Man, if I was in there, I'd do that. As soon as you get in there, you fumble, you can't, you double dribble, you got two left feet, you know. I'm saying this to say this. It's easy on the outside looking at this, you know.
Kevin,
I'm going to be truthful with you. Kevin, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do this here. Reverend, you pray with me. I came on the radio this morning, the ministry this morning, when didn't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have nothing. Not one scripture. The Reverend know what I'm talking about. And I was talking, and then I just opened up the book, and I saw forgiveness. And it stayed right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was gonna do what's this, Reverend? A sermon at 15 minutes and then leave it alone. But God had to go a little bit further because he was ministering.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then you confirmed something. You said, you don't know my business. But boy, you seem like you've been right there, right there, right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That is a call because I wanted to cut it off. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I wanted to cut it. I have love. I'm going to just speak like this. I have love for the people. God showed me a long time ago, if you're going to lead my people, you have to have love. You have to have
right.
love. You cannot stand before my people and don't have love. You have to have love. There are some things in the ministry, the preaching, the teaching, you can't get over what I'm just going to say right now. I can't talk it to you right now. A lot of people can get behind somebody and run that race, but no one want to start the race. You know what I'm talking about? I can get out there and preach, right, and teach, and then hand you the mic, and you can go with it. You know what I'm talking about? But let me let you get down and put a sermon together. You know, let me get you down to read and convey that. It's a different beast. You know what I'm talking about? When you got them up there just looking at you. When you got them up there looking at you. And God told Jeremiah, don't look at their faces. Preach the word, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? When they don't want to hear you, they turn it back to you. And you know what you're saying is some good stuff because now you getting happy. You know what I'm talking about? Now you getting happy. And you done left them alone and you start talking to yourself. But what I'm saying, that has to come from God. I don't care how a person sounds. Sound is not preaching. Sound is not preaching. What is preaching is what? Is divine persuasion. It's a divine persuasion. Persuading that Jesus is salvation. Hear me good. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Preaching is a divine persuasion. Is persuading someone to believe that Jesus is salvation. Then you got to tell the story. And most of your story ain't about how you tell it. It's how you walk it, my brother. The best preacher, best sermon I ever seen or heard is when someone walked it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he was Jesus Christ. He was Jesus on the throne. So with saying that, I'm gonna leave room if I ain't said too much. But I'm telling you, that's not everybody's deal. That's why you see a lot of people get in and start, don't finish it. They don't finish because they weren't called. And that scripture is not talking about the pulpit. It's not. It's calling people out of sync. It's calling out. Because you keep reading, see, the first will be what? Last. And the last will be first. You know what I'm saying? We'll go one day and get that scripture again and get it all out. But I want that's just my spiel, man, for a little short thing in that. Reverend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Just to piggyback off of that, Grim Ryan wasn't supposed to teach this morning. I was supposed to give the word, and I didn't realize that I was on mute when I was trying to, I went on mute doing the song and then came out, but some kind of way I pushed the button and I went back on. I was trying to let him know I was trying to get started, but see, God worked it out like that because he had a message, another avenue to
say
go,
that,
and,
that,
and
that,
even though
that,
it was
I,
parallel.
Reverend, say that one more time. Mm-hmm. I don't think they heard you. Say it again. Say it one more time, plainly.
Yeah.
For real,
See, Reverend Brian being supposed to teach. I was supposed to teach, and I had my phone on mute, and I didn't realize it. And then when I came off of mute, some kind of way, I bumped it again, and it went right back on mute. So, yeah, I thank God for that, because he had a message to give to Brother Willie Doc, and but even though it was parallel to what I was going to speak on, that I didn't even let Reverend Brian know, but I was over praying, thanking God for it, how he was all working it out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And even though he let me know I was on the right path here, because Brother Yee came on and he spoke things concerning, hallelujah, to the direction that I was going to go. So God worked it all together. He got it all out. Praise the Lord.
I didn't see it. I see you, Ashley. I didn't see it. I didn't see it at all, because I didn't want nobody, you know, what we'd be doing, right? But
yeah.
Reverend ran the word this morning. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I called his name twice. He didn't say nothing. And over here, I can't see it.
Yeah.
He hit the one. So the show must go on, as they say. And we're getting Hollywood, brother. With I kept on pushing. The Holy Spirit. What you
that's
got
right.
to say?
That's right. You got to do what you got to do. Keep going. Right.
Yeah. What? Ashley, did you hit the one button? Are you on mute?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to say I enjoyed the lesson today. I never pushed the one button. I'm Reverend Henry's daughter. I just wanted to also piggyback off of both of them. Because I asked my dad to do something for me. He was like, hey, I got to teach. I was like, oh, okay, that's great. So when I logged in and I heard him run, I was like, oh, okay. But then when I heard the lesson, I was like, Lord, you wanted me to hear this. So it wasn't just ministering to that one individual. It was also ministering to me, and it cut me, too. I was in the middle of work, and I just wanted to say thank you. And I just wanted to, you know, chime in and say, you know, the Lord worked it out.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's my little deal. That's my little deal.
Y'all said that message. Y'all said that message. Getting more than me. A lot of people feel the same way.
I told you.
Amen. Amen, Reverend Henry Dawson. Amen. Amen, sister. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's it, yeah. And, you know, man, And if you leave, that's what we were saying the other day. I think that we ended yesterday, Brother Willie and the ministry. We tried to end it yesterday, and we said when God comes in, you shouldn't leave like you came. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
You shouldn't leave like you came. You might have had love in you, but when you came over just to get in the Word today, you got more love in you. You understand something a little more now. Because it was maybe so, in a way, said, it was for me today, Lord. I don't want to. You know what Sister Ashley just did, and Brother Willie just did, and Brother Dee just did, and Reverend himself, whoever, and Sister Mo. We are being instrument tools to God use. And for us to put it out there like that, it might touch someone and say, I should have hit it. I need to hit it. I need to hit the one button to pray for me. I have a problem for forgiveness. My wife, my husband, my baby, my job, I need help in that. Help me with that. Don't leave. Don't leave. Do not leave, because we can pray for you. I told you a scenario. Sister Ashley, are you still there? I told you a story. I told you a story. You know how I love your dad, right? If your dad would hurt me, and he knows some stuff nobody know, you know, and he hurt me, I feel like Brother Willie, I would have to get some time off a little bit, but I know I'm gonna recover because I love him. You know, I know I'm going to recover because I love him, but I just need to back up so I don't say something wrong or do something wrong. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do that. Yeah. You have to do it.
Reverend Brian.
If I heard him.
Reverend Brian, I've been noticing on the service, and I wanted to ask Reverend Henry one time, and I went and looked the word up because I hear Reverend Henry always use hallelujah. And I was wondering why he used hallelujah. And a lot of other preachers, they don't say it as much, but he used hallelujah a lot. And I was going to ask him one day, why do you always use hallelujah? Hallelujah. Why do you always use that word?
It's a universal praise, and I have the same group where I just say praise the Lord, because sometimes I don't even have words. I can't hardly describe it because my heart would be overflowing with so much love. And I know that hallelujah, it is a universal. So whatever language, hallelujah, it means the same. And oh, hallelujah, just like I was saying hallelujah in my heart when I heard my daughter and I seen her through life forgive. Oh, I seen her with much hurt, and she forgive, and she just love, and man, and inspires me to be even more forgiven. And I just want to thank God for that. I mean, to hear your offspring, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, it makes me forever want to praise God, forever want to, no matter what I'm going through, hallelujah, it's a hallelujah. God understands. He understands the praise. He understands what circumstance or situation that I'm in. He understands. And I just say hallelujah. You know, I say, yeah, let your conversation, say three things to God, but I know he understands. Hallelujah. Well, if else will follow, it's first hallelujah. No matter how I feel, it's hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know,
amen.
Brother
amen.
Willie Dog, you said
yeah.
you said something, Brother Willie Dog. It's been blessing my heart, you know. And I gotta, you know, if you know me like Reverend Brian, know me. I gotta give glory and honor to God, and I gotta bless those that He blessed me through. You know, you'll never know. God is all you need.
Amen. Reverend Brian, no, I ain't got no filter. And I ask questions and bring out everybody. Now I'm talking to Reverend Henry's daughter now. Reverend Henry's daughter, do you come on to listen to this to the words because you supporting your daddy, or do you come on and listen to it because you just want to hear the word, or is it both of them, Reverend Henry's daughter?
Usually, I was working from home. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I was working from home.
Ma'am.
I'm sorry. I was working from home originally, so I was able to listen in more. So I've been back in the building, and I'm also training. So I come in just to hear the word, you know. I come in every now and again. Now, do I press the one button? No, this is my very first time pressing the one button. But I just had to let it be known that, man, that hit me, because even though you say things that a lot of people are scared or ashamed to say,
right.
It was comforting to me, because it was like, this is somebody who is saying what other people want to say, they want to ask, but they just, you know, don't have the nerve to or won't. And I see their relationship outside of this broadcast, and I love it. And I constantly tell Reverend Brian, I love the way iron sharpens iron. I love the way their relationship is. I love the way that they preach at each other right after this. You know, it's always a lesson with them. If I can be around my dad enough, if my dad comes here, if I go to his house or whatever, if he's on the phone and he's on the phone with Reverend Brian, it's a lesson. It's a sermon. It's a something. They're ministering to one another. So it's not something I just hear on here. I hear it all the time. Believe me.
Amen.
I hear it. My kids hear it all the time. If they see my dad talking to Reverend Brian, which I call him Uncle EB because that's a personal relationship I have with him. But if they see him talking to Reverend Brian, they know it's a sermon going on. So I just come to hear the word. That's all.
Well said, man. Well said. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Y'all put tears in my eyes.
Is Nettie on the phone today? I'm having to go all out today. Is Nettie on the phone?
Yeah, he is hustling. He is hustling. Let me throw him in the queue.
Yeah. Yeah, get him on him. Get him on him. I
got to
get on him, too.
He got to be stopped.
Hey, Brother D, you know, when I saw it, Brother D, you know when I'm on it, Brother D.
It's hard to
stop. You know me, I'm going to bring it all out. Like Reverend Henry Dollar said, I'll be saying some stuff, asking questions that other people want to ask, but they just be scared of shame answers. I mean, you know, hey, I don't try to get on the show. Like I said, I'm like y'all, I'm long with it. I get on the show, I can't stop, but. Hey, man, when you're feeling it, that's all I got to say.
I'm going to say this while he
finds
our other brother. I tell my brother, Reverend Henry, don't it feel good, bro, to see the fruit of labor? It feels good, don't it?
Thank you,
dude. And you know what I mean? It feels good. It feels good to know that the word raised them in a way that you would have them to go. And when they already want to fight, don't it feel good?
Yes, it feels good.
It made me feel good. I don't even know why.
It's always special to me, brother D. When a daughter and a daughter get along, that just something seems to be extra special. When a daughter and a father get along, that's extra. You know what? I'm like my brother, Reverend Eric.
I got tears in my eyes when I heard him.
It brings tears to your eyes.
When you see your child serving the Lord, it just makes you feel good. I swear, it makes you feel good.
Don't y'all be trying to take my credit. I brought out the bushes. Don't be trying to take my credit. Hey, y'all, I said this, Brother Nutty, I noticed that the last couple of days, Reverend Bryant, that Nutty was coming on, and Brother Nutty was he was speaking some good stuff. I mean, some real good stuff. I didn't say that, but I've been listening to it. But I think Brother Nutty is like me, and Brother Nutty is more like me. I think he be going the wrong way, and then he realized he's going the wrong way, then he had to turn around. So, you know, what I mean by that, I be seeing him peeping in on them bad conversations and stuff, and he don't pull the bill there sometimes. So maybe I'm thinking, Brother Nutty, is that your way of saying, hey, man, I'm going the wrong way. Let me turn around. This road going the wrong way. Is that what you be doing, Brother Nutty?
Yeah, sometimes, y'all, if you notice when they get agitated, you have texted me before. Don't let them get you. Sometimes they get to bother me. I just hang up and take a break. I felt myself moving away from what I'm trying to accomplish. So I get quiet sometimes, you know, and I go back over here and I listen to my word and I read and I think about it. You know, you have to back away from those situations sometimes, because if you stay over there, they will get you. They will get you. They will get under you. And so,
well, I don't know how much time we got for the ministry, but like I said, I sit back at a lot of stuff and I take in a lot of stuff and I try to bring it out. And I notice now, and I ain't trying to pat myself on the back, but I notice when I come on and say something, seems like more people get released and they come on. Why do people want to say stuff, but they sit back and don't say nothing? Now, maybe that's a question for Reverend Henry's daughter. Well, why do people sit back and just listen, but they want to say something, but they don't hit the one? But well, why is that, y'all? Anybody can tell me that?
I honestly think they
may be ashamed. They may be nervous. They might not be in a part where they can talk. Sometimes I can listen a little bit more, and then sometimes I got to hop off. Sometimes I got to talk. Sometimes I got to train. Sometimes I'm working. Sometimes I'm into a case with work. So I think that's what it is. Sometimes people are just ashamed to say they need help. That's all it is.
Uh-huh. Hey, Brother Willie, you remember?
Yeah.
You remember Brother Wick came on your show about the bad report, why a lot of people ain't racing, and he said about that. They don't want to get talked about and scandalized and joked at. Even though it's a good thing, some people still don't want that eyeball on them and being put under the microscope, because, like, if you listen to Brother Eric and my deacon in the church said the other day, we fight with the demons every day. We fight with Satan every day. And like you say, you hear me over there on the Bad Show. You like, well, now we're just on the gospel show. And now you over here, now you back over there speaking about the word. Yeah, I'm working. We still have to fight battles. And if you pointed out that I was over there on the bad show, well, I ain't going to say nothing no more because he might point out something else I done did. They don't want that spotlight on like that. And sort of stay timid. Yeah. Stay timid. Just like that bad report, you know. I remember it's been a year or so ago, a couple of years, Bro Wick told you. That's why a lot of people don't like it, because when they winning, you pat me on the back, but as soon as I lose, you go talking about me, and they don't like that. As long as I'm doing good, it's okay. But as soon as I fall off, and you know another situation like that, they run you in the ground, they stomp you, they put mud, sand, and gasoline, everything on you, and they won't leave you beat. They won't get your foot off your neck. And it bothers some people, so they'd rather just sit quiet, listen on both sides, the messy side and the good side, and just sit back and not say nothing. Stay muted.
Okay. I got you. Reverend Brad, you still got any time, or you got to get back to work, or you at work, Reverend Brad? You got some more time?
No, we good. No, we good. We good. We got a lot of time.
Well, I gotta get on. Brother B said stop it, but when it come up, it come out. Reverend Brian once told me, he said, that I should do right. You know, he tried to guide me the right way. But I told him, I said, Reverend Brian, I think maybe the Lord works in mysterious ways, and maybe that's what he want me to do. Because I noticed, even though I don't be doing the right thing a lot of times, I'm reaching a lot of people. And I see more and more people coming to these shows and on these lines and getting the word of God. But Reverend Brian, you told me that he still didn't want me to do right or do whatever, but you don't think maybe God just using me that way? But you told me you don't think that he's using me that way. I shouldn't be that way.
I think you kind of misunderstand. That's what I was talking about earlier, about a called preacher. You know what I'm talking about? I have to tell you the truth, no matter how it feels to your spirit, your man, you know what I'm talking about, the flesh side. I have to tell you what God given me. Just like you receive the forgiveness, you hear me? The same way you should, if you've been listening to the Spirit, you should feel the same thing. Me telling him what's right or wrong. If I love you, Brother Willie, and I see that it is wrong, and don't say nothing, I have did you no justice. I need to tell you, say, Brother Willie, this is what I really believe, man. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I did say this here, Brother Willie. I believe every minister, this is what I say. I don't know if you ever heard it before. It's getting their church ready to see Jesus. The way they present them to Jesus is what God gave to them. You know what I'm talking about? And that might be something what he's doing to you. He's giving you that avenue to go that way. But I'm just saying only for me to you, for my love for you. If I see something, I'm going to say it, man. And not in the way to try to push you away from not hearing me. I say, hear God.
Amen.
It's like you hear about the forgiveness.
Amen.
Hear anything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I got a bear
witness. I'm on mute now. I'm on mute.
Okay. I got a bear witness to some. Listen to this, Brother Willie Dog. See, I didn't tell what I was going to teach you, but y'all hitting all around me. Y'all hitting all around me. So I knew it was God. I knew it was God. He wanted to start with forgiveness. So that's why he brought Reverend Brian out. But he spoke to me, you know. Like I said, I was doing something for my daughter, but I was trying to hurry to get back to the house. But in the midst of me coming back to the house, he started speaking to me. And now, as I talk, I can understand, hallelujah, what he was talking about. Even before we entered in it, God told me about it. So, hallelujah. He said, the way you, oh, hallelujah. Man, he said, the best thing, hallelujah, the best gift that you can have, hallelujah, is a friend, hallelujah. That would be, I'm paraphrasing from the way that he gave it to me, but I'm trying to help you to understand the best gift you can have that a friend that would be openly truthful with you. And see, we always speak about iron sharpens iron, and my grandson can witness to this. Proverbs 27, and had him to look at that as I was dropping him off somewhere. Proverbs 27, the whole chapter, but man, we hitting all around. We hitting all around. Praise the Lord. And so I knew God worked this thing out, you know, and then he was giving me evidence, and he's witnessing of his word, but he had to start with forgiveness. But this will walk hand in hand, hallelujah, because sometimes it's not so favorable, the truth, hallelujah, because it's going to come at you, and it's going to cut like just like the word, hallelujah, between the bone and the marrow. It's going to cut between, hallelujah, hallelujah, and it's going to give it to you. Brother Doc, he can come with the uncut truth. Some people may be offended, you know, but he's going to come with it. He has his way that God gives, that he gave him, and then he gives it to Rem Brown that he may help condition it where others can understand it, as well as how Brother Willie Dog is starting to come to understand it. But it walks hand in hand. It walks hand in hand. So I just wanted to bear witness to what God is doing even this morning. He showed evidence, but he had to show me, hallelujah. And see, he allowed me to be on mute. That see, sometimes you got to be still, be silent, and let God do what he's going to do, and we can be led by the Spirit, but we have to pray and listen. We have to pray, you know, and that will help that wound start to heal, because God will talk us through that to help us be in a position where we can forgive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But yeah, I just had to bring that out because I was like, wow, man,
you're good.
Lord is awesome.
You're good.
He's awesome,
good,
man. He is awesome. And I can, you know, for years we have said that to, my daughter, she bear witness of it. Iron sharpened eyes, so a man sharpened the confidence of his friend. Hallelujah. See, because you have that love. And man, it's just, I'm just sitting back and really being in awe of how God is doing this service this morning. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. So thankful. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I wanted to put in there.
Prayerful, man. It's really comforting, man, that we open it up. We stand on like this again, I'm telling you, Ashley, Brother Willie, myself and others on here, not the only one listening, mm-hmm. but I want you to know. Now, I heard her say something, she corrected. Sometimes we think over here, I believe even ministry on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday, we're not going to embarrass you. We love you. You can hit the one button. If you ain't never hit it before, you can hit the one button. And you know how I used to deal with it. I've done this before, too. You don't have to tell nobody your business. Say, I need prayer. We will pray with you and hold your hand. We will do that. I would leave here and don't get the prayer. But there's too many people out here believe. There's too many people out here can help you in everything you're going through. There's nothing you're going through that prayer can't move. What I'm asking you to do is step out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. Even if you backslide, get back up. I don't care what they say about you, how they talk about you. Get back up and ask God, Lord, forgive me. And I'm going to tell you one thing about it. If you sincere from your heart and you ask God to forgive you, he will forgive you.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you this here. keep pressing on. Don't worry about what's behind you. Keep pressing on, because when God forgives, he doesn't remember anymore. I'm in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm in the book now. I'm in the 66. I'm telling you, don't let nobody hold you to your past or your sin, because God loved you with the blood. He covered it with the blood. People look at you, sometimes they look at you and say, man, I know this person went through it. I know how they went through it. And they're still saying, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because God has transcended them into a spiritual realm that if you're not spiritual sound, you would think they're crazy. You know what? Mm-hmm. Because God has took that peace and put it on them that passeth all understanding. He said, this peace,
yeah.
The world can't get it. Then he goes to Isaiah and said, if you keep your mind on me, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So don't worry about the things, the check, the balance. Don't worry about the T or dotting the I. Give it to Jesus. Seek him diligently, and you will not fall. Somebody said, you sound crazy. If you stay in the Spirit of the Lord, you won't fall. Only time we fall when we leave from him and lean to our own understanding. Oh, I know, right, brother. Now watch this. But watch this. We all have sin. It came short of the glory of God, all of us. We and them person got up this morning and didn't tell God, forgive him. If it did, after this message, I hope you start doing it. You know, tell God, I'm sorry. Lord, matter of fact, Lord, I need to go tell Eric, I'm sorry. Eric need to go tell Reverend Henry, he's sorry. You know, this is the thing God put in us. Before we go to him, we got to go to the person and meet the elephant in the room. And say,
that's right.
Elephant's not going to sit on me. It's got to go away. Because anything in your life you think is bigger than God, you don't serve the Jehovah God we serve. Because there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. I've seen God be in relationship, man, when people gave up on it. I've seen him took a man who you listen to right now and took him out of sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Took him out of sin and put him on straight and narrow. Now watch this. I still mess up. I still bump my head. But it's not like it was before. You know what I'm talking about? I quickly try to repent and ask God for strength. So I'm not going to sit and tell you, Eric, perfect. But I'm telling you what I am. In Christ I am. Oh, yes, I know I'm right about it.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to do this here. We still got time, y'all. But we're going to do this here. If you want prayer. And we do it at our church sometimes. I'm going to say it three times. If you want prayer, that's the second time.
Mm-hmm.
If you want prayer, that's the third time. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Hit the one button. Hit it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pray with you.
Amen.
We'll pray with you. Now, if you're all good, don't hit it and pray for us. And pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for us. If you're all good, you know, I ain't trying to make you do nothing. If you're good, you do good. I ain't trying to convince you to be right. But if you're good, you won't have to hit it. You know. Little Joe?
I'm just touching and agreeing. And I always need prayer. And I'm always praying with y'all.
God bless you, man. God bless you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you because, you know, I'm going to be patient with you, but I'm going to tell you now, pray for us. Everyone you're hearing about the sound of my voice, pray for us. Pray for us. If you don't have nothing to pray for, pray for us. Pray for us. That God's will be done. God's will be done. Pray for us. Because we believe prayer can move anything that goes in your life. It might not move when you want to, but we find out prayer is on time. It is very on time. What I mean about that, have you ever got something a blessing and you didn't even pray for it? Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever got a blessing and you didn't even pray for it? That's God knowing your heart. Hear your heart. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a blessing is some tragedies, some tribulation that we go to is truly a blessing. It builds us character. It builds us closer to God. It causes the people of God to pray more. It helps us to focus our life better. And watch this here. And you can say, thank you for my trials. That's when you know God. That's when you know he's in the midst. So we're going to do this. Pray for the minutes. Pray for God's plan. And if you don't need no prayer, again, I say, you don't have to say a mumbling word. You can hit the one button, just that one button, and it'll say, you are now in the host queue, and we'll allow you to say what it is. If you don't want to say what it is, you just say, just pray for me. And God knows what you need. Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit intercedes. The Holy Spirit intercedes in prayer. It do intercessory prayer. So we don't have to verbally know what you do, but God knows. Does he know, Reverend? God knows.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He knows. I'm being persistent for a reason, because I know it's more than a few than to hit the button, but now need prayer. So we done asked. We're going to be silent for a second. And Reverend Henry, if it be God's will, can you pray for us? Let's be silent for a minute, though. Just for a minute. Let's be silent for a minute. And watch this, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. Not this. This not gonna be long, y'all.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas. At 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house, made me sit forward. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my Mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here with us today. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. And that was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion then. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me sing. I still hear. I'm a prayer. Bowed her head and felt
evil spirits, Father God, that would hinder us, hallelujah, from forgiving. Oh, Father God, you know each and every situation, each and every problem, Father God. You know each and every heart and the heart's desire and the heart's intent. Oh, Father God, we ask that you, hallelujah, move, hallelujah, remove things, Father God, that hinder us in the name of Jesus, that we won't, hallelujah, do the things that you know that we're capable of doing, Father God. You touched us and you made it possible that we would forgive, Father God. You gave us a way, Father God, hallelujah. Even you gave us time and you've given us space. Hallelujah. We ask that you create, hallelujah, create the path, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. The path where they will bring two together, that they will meet and sit down and reason. Hallelujah. We thank you for in advance victory, for we feel your victory. Hallelujah. Even right now, thank you for your manifestation of your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the wisdom, hallelujah, that you've given us, Father God. You minded some. You taught some this morning. You renewed some this morning, Father God. Those that came a certain way, they can leave a different way because, Father God, you have brought your presence, and we thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
oh, thank you for consecrating our mind to be able to concentrate on that you taught us. Mm-hmm. And thank you for opening up our hearts to receive that you've given mm-hmm. us. Oh, hallelujah. Let us not allow the adversary to come and take that from us that you have given us, Father God. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Let me remove the anger, Father God, and let it, let your love overflow, that it will hide a multitude, hallelujah, of faults, of sin, hallelujah, that it will hide things that we won't look at what was done to us, Father God, but we will look at the way that you made, hallelujah, hallelujah, that can mend hearts back together, that we can renew relationships. We thank you, Father God. We love you for it, Father. And we thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. And we thank you. Continue to bless us, Father God. And we will be blessed. Continue to teach us, Father. We will be taught. Continue, Father God, to go before us. And in that path that we walk, Father God, order our steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless us. Help us with the pitfalls. Help us with the fiery darts from the adversary, Father God, that would try to come. We ask for your protection in the name of Jesus, your covering. And we bless our hearts, continue to do thy will and to be as pleasing, hallelujah, in your sight, Father God. But we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Again, we want to thank you for time and space that you've given us, Father God, that we may make the right choice. Hallelujah, that we may make the right choice, and the choice, hallelujah, is always your will and your way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this message. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for all that came and played a part and make this service what you have it to be. And we pray that this service will please it in your sight. Father, thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You go with us, Father God. And hallelujah. We leave this gathering, but never from your presence, Father God. And protect us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the enemy that would try to stir up the adversary, protect us. We ask for your protection and your covering in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord. Oh, thank you for your love. Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen, amen. That's it, that's it, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
I'll give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
When the storm is raging, I'll be your light.
Mm-hmm.
When the road ahead seems dim, I have the power. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to tell God thank you one more time. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. We pray to God keep you, keep this lesson on your mind in the name of Jesus. God say the same. We'll see you Monday. God bless you.